guy Mahomes. This freaking guy Mahomes. You know, the truly great players have a sense for the moment and when to go for the jugular. And there are certain moments in time and you're just like, only he could pull that off. You know what I mean? Like for example, you're talking about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge woos the Giants in the offseason and basically leaves them, used them as a crutch to get more money out of the Yankees. First at bat against the Giants, like you couldn't even write a script, home run, right? Like that's what the truly great, great, great players do. They find a way to rise to the occasion. In this game, Purdy throws that interception and it's, you know, second and seven and they're marching down. He had a third down conversion. It's late in the third quarter, whatever it was. And Mahomes on that scramble play. There were a variety of plays that we could talk about. His little spin out and so on. Yeah. He does the pump fake twice and then uses the eyes as he's tiptoeing down the line. And so many things came across my head. Number one, I mean, the guy's a freaking magician and I hate his guts. Number two, where is Dre Greenlaw to just blow him up and take the 15-yard penalty and just end him for the game? I'm not asking for injuries. I'm not trying to be that guy. But come on. Somebody take this dude out.
You want to end him for the game?
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, like, there's a time and a place for a roughness penalty, and that felt like one of those moments. And it's just like that guy is just, he's a magician. He's he had a C-D+ Mahomes game, and they won going away. And then Andy Reid takes the air out of the ball, and I think Burkhardt or whoever said it, like, they've run the ball 9 times in a row, and then boom, on third down. Let me hit Jonah Gray. Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest players of all time. And I know we've had this conversation about Purdy, and I'd love to get into it. But, like, this is why it's a fool's errand to ever try to use statistics for or against Patrick Mahomes. He's one of the greatest players of all time. He passes the eyeball test, and he's above reproach when it comes to stats. Like, I don't care what his PFF rating is. I don't care if he's thrown for 40 yards and it's the fourth quarter with a minute to go. None of that matters. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen in any sport, and he will pull a rabbit out of his hat no matter what.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will, and he did on Sunday. But I was more impressed with the Chiefs' defense and how they suffocated the Niners. I know Mahomes is great, and, you know, you go in that locker room. And I didn't share this with Spadoni, but I'll share it with you and Spadoni here since you're here today, Shasky. You know, we always talk about box score bonds, hey, or locker room bonds, hey. But let me tell you, I made it a point to go in that Chiefs' locker room. Evan Giddings was in there as well. And I'm telling you, man, being in that Chiefs locker room and talking to some of those players and just getting the vibe and listening to the conversations and seeing how they were acting after a win, it was so reminiscent of the Warriors winning championships. I swear to God, Shasky. I walked out of that locker room thinking, like, that was Warriors-like. Just calm, cool, collected. Even when they won, it's like, yeah, we could have played better. On to the next. We're going to be calm, cool, collected. Respect the opponent. It was a championship-like mindset. Talking to Chris Jones, he's like, look, man, he told me straight up, he's like, I don't want to go undefeated. That's a lot of pressure. We're just trying to win the AFC West and do what we do. Like, they are so buttoned up, Shad. I walked out of there saying, that's what the Warriors locker room was like when they had Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson in his prime and Steph and Dre barking at everybody. Like, that was Shad Livingston in the corner. That was the same type of vibe I got out of there. I was like, damn. I don't know how anybody beats the Chiefs. Even Baltimore, with the way they're playing, I don't know how anybody can beat the Chiefs and outlast them for 60 minutes in a game that matters.
I don't know about the other teams. I'm just going to speak on behalf of, like, the Niners and being a Niner fan. They just have our number. That happens in life. There are certain teams that just have your number. Paul Goldschmidt had Lincecum's number. I don't know why. It was a thing. You know what I mean? Like, this happens in life. And That was one of those losses. And again, it's not, the season's not over. It's not time to blow everything up, you know, all that. Like, I get it. It's a long year. I'm not saying I'm jumping off of this, but it does have me doubting everything. It has me doubting the confidence in the quarterback at times. It has me doubting the connection between head coach and quarterback, the defense, which I thought played admirable, but then when push came to shove, couldn't get a stop at the end. I thought they were on the field for way too long.
Yeah, they were on the field,
you know,
for 35
wide
minutes.
Receivers. At one point in the game, Burkhardt says he's 3-for-14, Brock Purdy is, targeting wide receivers.
Yep.
I couldn't believe that.
Well,
I know the guys are coming in and out, and Debo's sick, and no. I felt bad for him. I mean, it's horrible for Ayuk.
I could believe that there were 3-for-14 because when you watch the game and being there in the press box and watching these wide receivers run routes, first of all, Kansas City was sitting on all their inside routes. It's like they were like face guarding the Niners saying, yeah, we're not going to let you run this drag route. Yeah, you're not going to run this slant. You're not going to run this in route. You're not running crossers. You're not throwing between the numbers. Nobody was open, Shasky. The lack of separation was alarming on the 42. So even when it came to Ricky Pearsall, who a lot of people hyped up last week, and it's not fair to the young man. Ricky Pearsall, I don't know if you saw the stat, because I kind of like these numbers. But there was only five wide receivers who were worse than Ricky Pearsall when it came to average yards of separation. He could not get, like, I thought that was the whole point of drafting Ricky Pearsall, is that he could beat man coverage. Unbelievable.
Well, here's what I would say. It's his first week back, and that's a great defense. Not a good defense. That's a great defense.
Great defense.
I mean, the amount of times that they were all over whatever we were trying to do was ridiculous. And then, like, self-inflicted wounds. Like, we had two big runs from Mason, both called back for holds. You know, the crucial, you know, and, like, I just can't get over how much juice is involved in this offense as, like, a dynamic downfield player. It's crazy. Like, Cowings, it took 7 weeks to get Cowings out on the field.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
Are you kidding me?
And not, like, only that, and not only that, the lack of creativity from the 49ers in this football game. They ran one screen pass. All right, one screen pass.
It was late in the game.
To Grindo. I don't remember one jet sweep. I don't remember one reverse, one flea flicker, one Kansas City, despite not having Juju Smith-Schuster, despite not having Isaiah Pacheco, despite not having Rashee Rice, they were running jet sweeps, reverses, quick screens. What about the screen to Kareem Hunt, third three? Hey, most of Kareem Hunt, a quick pop pass to Kareem Hunt, screen play, boom. D. Winters misses a tackle, 4 yards, first down. They do everything. Andy Reid is so creative. And Shanahan on the other side, I felt this from the first drive in the football game. Shanahan coached Tibbet. I don't know if he had belief in his players this week. I don't know if they respected too much of what Spags does on defense, but they coached scared offensively, and I hated the game plan offensively.
Well, look, this doesn't mean that we hate both guys, but, like, I thought Shanahan stunk. I thought Purdy was awful. Like, watching it a second and a third time, he was so bad. I'm being 100% sincere. I'm really worried about his confidence. I'm legitimately worried about where his he needs this bounce back performance against the Cowboys in the worst way. The Cowboys need this game in the worst way. Like, you're talking about the first three plays of the game. I heard you with Spadoni talking about the first dude. The first, like, five drives were driving me insane. You had five drives in the first quarter, essentially, and you did nothing. You get the stop. Okay, you get the sack and the pick, and then you go three and out, get stuffed on second and third down, and one.
Basic
and then
runs, Mahomes basic runs just stopped. Mason. And let me tell you, on those second and third and one runs, they got no push up front.
Nothing?
They got no push up front with their offensive line. It was embarrassing.
Before that, the fake punt, and then you immediately get picked on the very next play. Like, these are the situations that I'm talking about. Like, when there are moments in the game where you have to grab it by the you-know-what, it just feels like this season, for whatever reason, the Niners have failed to be able to grasp the moment. And, look, Purdy has been awesome. He has. He's been awesome. But when you lose the way that they did to that team, I understand. They're a great team. But it does have you questioning a lot. It has me questioning coach, quarterback, the offensive scheme. I thought the defense did okay in this game. Like, I think, if we were ranking the and then special teams. I mean, my God, Jesus. How is this guy still employed? How is he still employed? And if I see Mecole Hardman go in motion, the ball is going to him. Either he's getting a jet sweep or he's going to do that in and out little cut. And they're going to throw it to him in the flat. Guys, it's not that hard.
That second and third and one, I don't even know if Chris Jones is on the field. There was a couple of scenarios where Chris Jones wasn't even on the field on second and third. Now they still got pressure. So.